Yeah, Joe loves it too. We have a weird relationship.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Greetings, Apropos. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
Jay,
and Jenna.
And we have booze.
Yeah.
Yay, booze. I like booze.
So, well, we're going to start. First of all, let's see what we're drinking, James.
All right. The original Arizona premium spiked beverage hard cowboy cocktail.
Lemonade.
But not, surely you mean pink lemonade.
No.
No, just lemon. I feel like strawberry you did this backwards. No. You should have started with this one.
Right?
I opened the wrong end of the box.
Oh my God, James.
Look.
You had one job.
And I did that job.
Poorly.
But I did it.
That pretty much tracks.
I did way more than what you pay me
he
for.
He follows the letter of the law, if not the spirit.
That's true. Oh, hey, we're drinking now.
Ooh. Tastes like lemonade.
Not pink lemonade.
No. Oh.
Not
or strawberry lemonade.
Not mango.
Not mango.
Just lemonade.
No, it just tastes like... multi-face type lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like it's not bad even.
Face type, typeface. What did I don't even know what I'm doing anymore.
Multiple face type.
I had a weekend, let me tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, many of us did. That's what happened.
Could tell
Monday.
Us. Do you want to tell us?
Sure. I suppose I could do that, yeah.
All right.
But, as people who have been actually paying attention to what we've been saying for these past few weeks will already know, Casimir was performing at the Renaissance Festival of Nebraska this last weekend, which is why my voice is so husky and sexy right now.
It's one of those.
Yeah. sexy, I know.
Oh God!
Careful.
Somebody, one of our listeners has like that reaction thing.
Oh yeah.
Like, I bet I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing one of our listeners is going to be like, "Oh God, damn it! I wish they'd stop."
Just
that.
Statistically, yeah, somebody would be. Did obviously many things while I was there, but. One of the things that I did want to bring up right away, near the beginning here, is that I stopped for supplies at Target.
Supplies.
And you know how Target's at the very front when you come in the doors, they've got like that dollar section of stuff?
Yeah.
I walked past this thing and went, well, I'm having that.
Yeah.
For the Apropos of Nothing podcast. it's a flight.
Sure the fuck is.
It is a joyful little doodad.
It is a literal like shot glass holder in the shape of an airplane.
It's got wings.
Made out of like wood and it's just obviously very cheaply made and thrown together, but it doesn't matter because it's a flight of drinks.
It's a flight
Hell
of drinks.
Yes.
It's so dumb.
Which one's next to the exit? Like we have to pay attention to the emergency exit.
This one has more leg room, but it's over the wings, so the exit.
Okay,
well,
sure.
And inside the flight, I have some cut spike vodka. When I was in Nebraska last year, I stopped at this distillery, and this is some of the best vodka I've had. It is creamy, which is a weird thing to say about vodka, but it is creamy and silky. It's like they put lactose in it. It has just a smooth, creamy, ice creamy mouthfeel, which I've tried to explain to people before, and they just look at me funny because it's like, that's not vodka. But it's like, no, this is, it is bizarrely smooth.
Are you sure you don't mean Kahlua?
Yeah, it's like cream, but it is a vodka.
And giving it a sniff.
Smells like
vodka.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Oh.
God, that tastes creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. With just that nice feeling going down.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, salsa didn't lie.
That, my friends, is a spectacular vodka.
It is a
that
wonderful vodka.
Truly is.
It was a vodka I used to get, Rain. It was seven times distilled. And it was basically like drinking water, but it had just a touch of a
burn on the tongue, edge of the tongue. Yeah,
like you could feel it more than you could taste it. Mm-hmm. And this is very similar, but definitely has more, like you said, creamy to it. Huh. But
it's silky.
That's it. Silky. Yes. Silky is a good word.
Yeah.
So
silky is exactly the right word. Yeah. Wow.
So last time I got a regular 750, and that didn't last me long enough. So this time I came home with a buck
jug
and a quarter.
Yeah.
I've heard of buying a handle. That's like an axe handle.
Yeah, that's a handlebar.
Yeah, no, that is a big fucking bottle, and I don't know if it's going to last me all year, because this, again, really, really solid vodka. Yeah. This is just a straight sipping vodka, like not even a mixer vodka. This is just...
Yep.
I can imagine you're donating blood that's hanging up on the stand next to you in the other arm. Yeah.
So I was in Nebraska for Renaissance Festival, and the weather held...
Hey.
Yay!
Which I was concerned about, but we had thunderstorms on Friday night, but then didn't have any rain for the rest of the weekend. It got up to like mid-60s.
Oh my god.
Which is perfect.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah. Not too hot, but like you still t-shirt weather.
It was right.
Yeah, it was fucking Goldilocks weather. It was so good.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a little chilly to me, but that's fine.
Uh-huh.
But, the people were out and having a good time, and I got myself set up and did my thing. I've done this festival for quite a number of years now, so I know what I'm about. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's a comment that you just said.
Oh, I wasn't listening. What did he say? Do we even need to repeat it?
That's all
not worth.
Yeah.
All right.
But, did that, started wandering, got set up on Friday morning, do it before my first show. I'm just wandering the site a little bit, seeing what's up, what's new, what's going on. Head over to the other stage just to see who might be over there. And it is, to my surprise and delight and astonishment, the Knotty Bits Pirate Show.
Oh.
Knotty. Knotty Bits.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is a show I have been following for a while, and led by a guy named Gwid, the Unusual, who's another sword swallower.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I was just like, holy shit, that's Gwid.
Did you fanboy?
No, I didn't fanboy, but I definitely went over and was just like, We've been friends on Facebook for a while.
Sure. Mm.
And so it was just like, holy shit, I didn't know you were going to be at this festival. and they were like, yeah, we were a last minute hire, basically.
Huh.
And he was just like, fuck yeah.
Nice.
So got to meet him, hang out with him, see his show. He came to my show. It was good.
Ooh.
Do you swap tales of swallowing swords?
No, we didn't hang out too much. Uh-huh. I mean, he had his shit to do and I had my shit to do.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing any sword swallowing at this show. He was doing more of his other he didn't even do a lot of sideshowy stuff.
Sure.
Like he did the mousetrap on the tongue and he did a meat thermometer up his nose, which was pretty clever. I liked that one.
I didn't know that nose was where you were going to go with that, but I'm really glad it is.
And he did the, have you ever seen the, where you tie a rope around a billiards triangle and then you balance a glass on the inside of it and then you swing it around like a plate?
Oh, yeah.
Like he did that.
No.
Routine.
Wow.
I've done a similar one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fairly simple. Mm-hmm. Like it takes practice, but
yeah,
honestly.
It looks really cool, but it's.
Yeah. Yeah. The science does the work for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah. Still. Nice.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. but I mean, but
and
then
also
he,
good work.
But you know, I mean, he was also just primarily emceeing the show because they had like an aerialist that was doing stuff. And they had, you know, kind of a clown character that was doing
cool
comedy
gig.
Stuff. And yeah, the show was just fun and silly and enjoyable. You know, did the one of the girls did the contortion stuff?
Nice.
You know, various fun things. It was a fun little show to do. Yeah, so that was. A delight to be able to finally meet them after kind of being aware of and following them on the internet for a while.
Nice.
But then that Saturday evening, I connected with a friend of mine from high school.
Huh.
Who, you know, we kind of went separate directions after high school and didn't talk to each other.
He went west.
You know, I went east, actually.
Life is peaceful there.
We reconnected, you know, a couple years back and found out he lived in Omaha. So when I went and did the festival there, we got together last year, and he's the one who introduced me to Cutspike. Yeah, this year it was like we got together, we went and, you know, had dinner at this super divey place. Like, I didn't realize this, but apparently Kino is fucking huge in Nebraska.
Well, and I understand that Kino is gambling, but I have no idea what the fuck it is.
I was about to say, what is Kino?
I don't know. It looked like...
It's like, isn't it a video card game?
I don't know. All I know is like, we went to a restaurant.
Yeah.
We went to a bar. We went, just hanging out together and, like, a couple different places to drink, and every place had a TV screen with a Kino on it, and like you would be like having your dinner, and then there would be 47, 6, 24, right, and they just like start
like,
announcing numbers, and then the numbers would be on the screen, and then you know it was just but like, and I was he was my friend was talking to me about it, and he was like, yeah, when they stopped smoking in Nebraska.
Oh.
Okay.
The Kino bars got to keep smoking.
Oh.
Because they were like, well, bars have to quit smoking. And they're like, we're not a bar, we're a Kino bar.
Sure.
Like, and like, the Kino lobby was so big in Nebraska that Kino bars did not have to do the bar stop smoking thing.
Wow.
So, like, restaurants, bars, you couldn't smoke anymore, but Kino bars, you could still smoke in them.
Okay.
Wow.
So then a bunch of places became Kino bars? Well,
every place was already a Kino bar. That's the thing. Oh, everywhere shit. Was already a fucking Kino bar. Yeah. But, like I said, we went to this super divey place called Jimbo's. Jimbo's Diner, where there's Kino, hey. And, like, the food was all, like, chicken fried steak and like, you know, biscuits and gravy and stuff like that. It was just like,
goddamn.
You know what? This is awful for me, but I love every second of it.
You need to describe. Describe all of this to Joe next time you see him.
Joe already
this is like
knows
his
this
dream.
Place. Yeah, Joe knows this place.
Yeah. I mean,
Joe's never been to this
he's
place,
never
but
been
he
there.
Knows this
yeah.
place.
And he frequents that
he
place
knows
if he
this.
Can.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is absolutely a place Joe would hang out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Jimbo's Diner in Omaha.
Hot damn.
Kino on all the screen. Like, it was like walking into a sports bar, but because just TVs everywhere.
Yeah.
But every TV was the Kino board.
Jesus.
This is like, what is going on? But yeah, again, all the food was just heart attack food. But really good if that's what you want, which at that moment in time is really what I wanted. And then we went to Cut Spike and we drank there, you know, had some great cocktails and stuff like that. This is the place that I talked about last year that had the bar on one side and the distillery on the other side because you couldn't own both. And so they had to, like, be separate businesses. Even though they were in the same building, they just, like, had a fence down the middle of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it was too distinct.
They're not selling you a beer. They're selling you a stick.
Like, that's this place.
Yeah.
So... but after that, we drank there for a little while, and then we went to this super, super divey place, where they were just like, we love going to this place, because it's so divey, and we just people watch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the place, but like all of the tabletops had like quotes from serial killers.
Shit.
Yes. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know, right?
Yes.
Like the table we sat down, it was just like some blood, you know, some random quote by somebody at the bottom. It was H.H. Holmes. And it was just like, fuck. Oh, okay, what the fuck is going on here?
Yes.
And like on one end of the room, next to the Kino board operator thing, was like this mannequin wearing a t-shirt that said fuck you Cody.
Wow.
And I was like, what's with the, like, a t-shirt and a hat that said fuck you Cody.
Wow.
And I was like,
why,
who's Cody?
Huh?
Thinking this is like some political statement or something, I don't know. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? It's just like, who's Cody? And he's like, oh, Cody's a regular at this bar who sits at the end. Apparently they made a bunch of shirts to give him shit one day.
Yes.
I have a friend named Cody who needs to go there.
Like, he's like, no, they just have regulars that basically live here in this bar.
Sure.
You know, this is the place. Like, the new owner bought it, like, 5 years ago and just inherited regulars.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Cody was a guy who basically lives at the end of the bar, and they were just giving him shit, and they made t-shirts and said, fuck you, Cody.
Mm. Nice.
And they just give each other all sorts of shit. And the bathroom, the men's bathroom is one of these places with just, like, old 80s Playboy centerfolds, like, modged to, like, every surface all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, my friend's wife found out about it, that it was all Playboys, and she was like, well, that's a ripoff, because the women's bathroom is just like a bathroom. So she started to get male porn and hanging it up in the bathroom, and it kept getting stolen. And she talked to the owner about it, because they know the owner, and you know, they, and the owner was just like, well, do you want to just Mod Podge him onto the wall? And he's like, okay. So she's Mod Podge.
Jesus Christ.
I love that it's your buddy's wife that is now the
she's the male porn angel of the bathroom. Aww. Of this dive bar.
What a hero.
Yeah, it just
truly,
it's just one of these like super run down places where it used to be the cop bar.
Huh.
Because the precinct used to be next door.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that point in time, the place was called One and Done, because the cops would come over after their shift, have one, and then head home.
Yeah.
So the bar was called One and Done.
Hmm.
But then the precinct moved like a couple blocks away, and this person bought it and changed the name. But yeah, it just kind of became the place where, you know, there was the certain group of people who just lived there, basically.
Yeah.
You know, and it was super, like, dim, dirty lighting, and everything was just kind of like, it is not an inviting place.
Like a Moe's Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was one of those places that you either know someone or you belong there. You don't just wander in, you know?
Huh?
So, but it was just, like, I went into the bathroom to go to the bathroom, and, like, the single toilet in there was full of puke. And it was just like, oh, my God, this is a place Joe would love.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
They just need to know about the mystery beer machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah,
like, if they had a mystery beer machine.
It could enrich their lives.
Yeah, but it was just one of those, like, super, super divey places that it was just like, this is exactly what I needed right now.
Nice.
It was fun. Amazing. We just hung out and shot the shit with somebody I haven't really hung out with in the past 2 decades. And it was good. I enjoy... Like, last year, during this festival, is when I met his wife. And so I've known her for a fucking grand total of, like, 6 hours.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Right. But, like, we're already, like, fucking best friends.
Right. Nice.
You know, one of those relationships where you're just like, you're a cool person, let's hang out.
Yep.
You know? So yeah, no, it was a good time. And then Sunday, my friends are like, "What time do you want to be back?" And I was just like, "I should probably be back by like 11." Because last year, if you recall, I ended up at a random person's garage.
I do remember that story.
And it got really late, and I woke up still a little hungover and had to do shows swallowing swords while hungover, and it was awful. I was like, I should probably get home at by like 11 and get some sleep and stuff like that. And then at like 11:30, it was like, all right, after this one, I need to go.
Yeah. After this one, and done. Yeah.
So woke up a little bleary on Sunday, but not as bad as last year. And then did the thing. Mm-hmm. Had everything basically packed up and ready to go before my last show was done. So all I had to do was like grab all my my gear. I change out of my clothes and get in the car and drive home. So
nice,
and it, still got home at like midnight.
So, jeez.
So yeah, that was my weekend. And then today, this afternoon, we went to an art gallery opening of my son's. Bloomington Elementary Schools do a thing where like. Every year, they basically take a bunch of kids' art that they've done and, like, put it in a fucking gallery. And like, have this little presentation where they, like, have the kids walk across the stage and get a little certificate and be just like...
Medal, right?
Yeah, this is great art. Good job. And it's a celebration of the kids doing art. And it's really... wonderful.
That is absolutely stupendous.
So yeah, no, he is over the moon about it.
Yeah.
Like, he was so proud of it, and we're so proud of him. And just the fact that Bloomington schools celebrate as opposed to trying to fucking defund it.
Right.
It's just like, that was really nice. Oh, I was happy.
I got to see a picture of that artwork, and that was really good.
He's
very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would hang that in my house. Are you kidding me? It was good.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it too. He already was talking like a fucking art snob. We were looking at it. He was just like, I did this thing, and then I started with the orange, and then the orange just took over. And it was just like, oh my God. You're already a fucking pretentious artist.
That's
amazing.
Oh, that's so good.
It's wonderful.
So, yeah, no, super, super proud of him. He's probably going to be my shout-out. Spoilers.
What?
The rest of you do?
I had a bunch of meetings. Production meetings for many different productions that I'm involved with in the future, but nothing to like plug now. So it's like future planning.
I, for one, am surprised.
I mean, it's better than past planning.
I'm really good at that, though.
Yeah.
I was about to say that. Yeah, some people are better at that. But
see what you should have done.
I had leg day with Robin yesterday, so my legs hate me, and every time I go up a stair, I'm like,
Strange. My legs feel fine.
God damn it.
Jesus Christ. I'm so mad at you right now. But my biggest accomplishment, I have green in my yard. I don't know if people will remember this, but my yard, when I moved in 2 years ago, close to today, actually.
The time she does fly.
When I moved in 2 years ago, the previous tenants had dogs. And there is not a lot of yard for the dogs to be in and do their business in and run around in. So there wasn't really a lot there. There was like some patches of grass, and that was... And there's hostas around the edges, so like... there's that.
Fucking hostas. Do you want any more hostas, by the way?
Actually, maybe. We'll talk.
Wow.
A few of them died out last summer because last summer was so fucking dry.
Oof.
Yeah.
And so, like, last year, my landlord put in that walk to get to the side patio. But
wow.
Okay. But that also means that all of the dirt that I'd been trying to work out because of all of the construction stuff, like, number one, the dirt itself wasn't great. And also I got a late start on planting, and then also it was drought conditions last year. And yeah, I really didn't get a lot to grow last year. So I talked to my landlord about it this year, and he was like, I got grass seed. I'll do the work. And I'm like, I get that. I want to give the clover thing one more go because I know there's going to be some semblance of rain coming up. And we've had a good amount of rain over the past few weeks. So I happened to get the seed down after the first rain. And when I thought frost was going to be done, and I was correct. I actually, like, just barely. Whew. So, and basically, like, all of the work that I had done last summer, like, trying to water things, making sure I was planting things appropriately, doing this, that, and the other thing. This year, I just got a literal fuck ton of triclover seed. And I just chucked it on the ground. I sprinkled the shit out of that. That ground was covered.
Just doing full scorched earth, yeah.
Yeah, just covered in clover seed. And I was like, all right, some of you fuckers better live. Like, that was basically the amount of effort that I put in this year. Gave it a good sprinkle off the bat, but then it was raining for the next couple of days. And then I started to see, like, little bitty spotty things. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's promising. And then, like, I started to see, like, actual little plant things. Like, there was the germination, and then the sprouty, and then the plants. And now I have, like, there's still some spots that aren't yet getting clover, right? But it's not as patchy as it was. And there are some spots in that, the ones that get the most sun, are just like, hello, yes, we are now a clover lawn. And I was like, holy shit, look at you. So,
and then
the moral
they're going
of
to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Well, I mean, if they cover
she
the
just
dirt.
Keeps on knitting and knitting.
But I mean, they're supposed to only get to like an inch or two tall, which is one of the reasons why I got them.
Right.
No lawn maintenance is my goal.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, like if I still have half a bag of fucking clover seed. Where I could just keep putting shit down wherever I think it's patchy, and maybe it'll, you know, become more clover.
Why do something when you can overdo something?
But
that might be the byline of the podcast.
I spent so much fucking time and energy and effort last year and money and all of that trying to get anything to grow in that goddamn spot. And this year I bought one thing, a fucking bulk clover seed, and I was like,
fuck you.
Second child energy is what that is.
Really, absolutely. And yeah. That's what I did, and now I have a semblance of a lawn, so I'm very excited about that.
No, fucking seriously, here's some clover seeds. Like, I'd like to see the birds eat all of this.
Like, and I didn't even rake it in or anything. Sure. Like, I just put it down and fucked off.
Tell you, by the end of the summer, it's just gonna you're just gonna have like clover up on the walls and on the fence, and it's just gonna eat your whole house.
Eh, it's all right. I don't own it.
Horror movie.
But yeah, so I did that. The landlord, landlord replaced the valve on the boiler.
Ooh.
Oh my god, I am so excited by this. Like, he just did it yesterday, so.
But how are you supposed to derive self-satisfaction now?
Christ, what are you, EA?
Have you met me? Like, ever? Even just fucking once?
The only time I've ever seen Jenna satisfied is when she's done it herself. Yeah.
Yeah, had a date like that once.
I will never be satisfied.
But yeah, so I am very excited and hopeful that my boiler woes may be done a little later than I had wanted.
Sure.
But
better late than never.
Because, yeah, it was 88 degrees again last Friday when I wanted to get some shit done and just fucking couldn't.
Oof.
Because I was drinking water. I have a thing that's like, I have a water bottle that's half of the daily recommended amount of water.
Hmm.
And the idea is that you drink it twice and then you've got your daily recommended amount of water.
Okay.
I had like 7 of those.
Fuck.
I was so warm.
It's almost like that recommendation is bullshit.
And it's almost like it was so fucking hot in the house, I was sweating it all out immediately.
Like that recommendation is
I don't think that arbitrary. Recommendation is bullshit.
No, the recommendation is absolutely, it is arbitrary. Some people need more, some people need less based on
temperature. Yeah, but it's a guideline. It's a recommendation. It's not a rule. Nobody said it was a rule.
No, but it...
God, why are you getting pissy about a thing?
Because people are like, you're supposed to drink this much water. And it's like, some people don't need to drink that much water.
Isn't it like 64 ounces? And they said that most of that you get through the food that you eat.
Yeah, exactly. It's all bullshit.
Damn thing.
Basically, as long as you're not thirsty, you've got enough water.
Believe that
if you're thirsty, drink. That's the recommendation. That is the recommendation. If you're thirsty, take a drink.
That is true.
I mean, by the time that you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated, Salsa.
Yes. So drink something, and then you won't be.
But I was drinking beforehand so that I wouldn't get thirsty.
I was drinking beforehand, too.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah. Some lawn chairs.
Some lawn chairs.
Yeah, that seems right.
Anyway,
really hoping that my boiler issues are solved just in time for me to not be able to do half the work I wanted to get done.
Well, yeah.
As James would say.
You got it.
But, I mean, I still have more plans to get shit done, but it's not... Now it's all, like, crunched and uncomfortable as opposed to leisurely go.
Crunched and uncomfortable is the only way I ever accomplish anything.
Yeah, you and I are different people, Salsa.
Yeah,
weird. I bet we have different water intake requirements.
God. It's true. It's 100% true. Everybody has different water intake requirements. That is just a thing.
I'm very pleased with myself right now. Anyway, that's basically been my life. I'm just really, really happy about the clover, pretty much at this point. It's going well for me.
Nice. Excellent.
James?
Not too much. We put the place together for the party this weekend for my spouse's birthday. We did a movie marathon of the original Star Wars trilogy, as despecialized as they can get.
Okay.
And still be widescreen. So a lot of it was rescued from old prints of the film or, manipulated to be despecialized. It's pretty incredible. There are definitely places where you're like, no, that's the new stuff, isn't it?
Well,
because there's something like obvious moving in the background that's grabbing your focus, grabbing your attention.
If you had needed copies, you could have talked to Joe. Yes.
The original.
He refuses to allow any other Star Wars be played in our house.
Yeah.
So.
But we had copies that were, I want to say, about 95% despecialized.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. So we did that. We had absolutely amazing food. People brought food, lots and lots of people in a very small house, but fun. It was really good. And the thing is that now the place is like actually kind of put together.
Oh, very cool.
In a way that it hasn't been.
Sure, I get that.
I'm just trying to soak it in. I'm just trying to like relax and enjoy that a little bit before we launch into the next thing.
Yeah.
But it's fucking awesome. So that took place on Saturday, but on Friday night, I was left to my own devices.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it really isn't.
Why would anyone do that?
Because they don't want to be around.
I suppose. Yeah. If I am going to leave you to your vices, being somewhere else would be the place I would want to be.
Yeah. So I was driving around. I was on my way home and just did not feel like going home immediately. I have never been to a diner by myself before. But I was like, you know, it's like 10 something. Mm-hmm. Most of the restaurants are closed, but I'm not even necessarily hungry. I'm just not ready to go home right now.
Just want to go to a diner and have a cup of coffee.
So I did, but the moment that I sat down, I was like, eggs and hash browns.
Yeah.
Eggs and hash browns and chili.
Where'd you go, if I may?
Just to Mickey's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, I miss the dining car so much, but I went to the remaining Mickey's diner.
Oh, okay.
The one next door to where I used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just sat down, got a plain three-egg omelet and some hash browns, and then poured chili all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Ate about half of it and just, like, soaked in being in a diner late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was very weird. I wasn't, you know, watching YouTube or anything like that. I was just, like, picking up conversation around. Yeah. Reading a book.
Hmm.
Eating breakfast. And then I went out, got in my car, and it was 2 minutes to midnight, and I drove home in the earliest part of the next day. And then I got home and put on a video on YouTube to fall asleep to, and woke up to my alarm, fucking instantly. Yeah, just time-traveled. Between nice. From here to there. It was great.
How often have you eaten by yourself at a diner?
All the time.
Yeah, I kind of figured
not
that would
recently, not in recent years, but definitely like in the decade after college or decade after high school, really 10-15 years span, I was at diners all the time by myself.
Huh.
I would just bring a book. So, I would bring a book, go sit down at a diner. Yeah, any greasy spoon or diner like that was fucking fair game.
Yeah. I mean, I did the occasional, like, a Perkins or an Embers kind of thing once in a while. I'm not often driven to go out by myself to treat myself, even to dinery stuff. I did go out to diners by myself when I lived next door to a diner, but that's...
Sure.
When you wake up to the smell bacon wafting into your house, you're going to go next door and get you some bacon.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's a different set of circumstances. Mm. But, like, yeah, I'm not... I get where James is at. Like, the idea that it's the first time is a little bizarre to me, but, like... I get, especially when you're a person that is consistently around people, enjoys people, all of that, like, the idea of going out by yourself is kind of a foreign concept. Yeah. And I'm like, I bet that's not a foreign concept for Salsa at all.
No.
And usually if I'm by myself, I'll grab fast food or I'll just go home and eat or something like that. But it felt, like, weirdly luxuriant.
Mm-hmm.
To go to a diner and just sit and exist and have only that to do.
I enjoyed it because, again, it was one of those places where I could have just greasy diner food and a cup of coffee and you know, sit and read my book. There was a place when I lived in St. Paul, there was a diner just a few blocks up the street that I would wander down to every periodically.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just... head in, have a Western omelet and some bacon and and then late at night, a lot of post bar dining. So that's when after the bar, that's when I would go to like Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Right. College years. Definitely a big thing, but
My college didn't. My college town did not have anything open after, like, 10.
You went to the wrong college.
Yeah, except most for of the... a Perkins, and that Perkins closed at, like, 11.
Where did you go to college?
Southwest Minnesota State University in Marshall, Minnesota.
Weird.
Yeah, they roll up the fucking sidewalks at 8.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, no, like the, yeah. The Denny's and the Perkins would be open until, like, fucking late.
By the way,
I mean, the Perkins in Roseville. When I went to school in that area, like, they have 24 hour, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the, it's the Snuffy's Malt Shop now, but that used to be a Denny's, and that was a 24 hour one.
Yeah.
So. Very quickly, the Denny's that's in St. Paul, on, I think it's up on Snelling, or close to, maybe close to university, something like that. It's fucking amazing. That is some of the best diner food that I've had in Minnesota, weirdly. But and we ordered it and the steak was perfect. Mm-hmm. Like, we ordered delivery and it was perfect, which is bizarre. But then, I remember Perkins being such a staple of high school, like, we would stay late at LAN parties, and then at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning drag our sorry asses hungover from pizza and Mountain Dew in there, and then just like get some real actual solid food in, and then people would start like, we would get home and people would just be like, well, it's
Well, and I mean, I know that for Jessa, like, they still did a Perkins run after a show. In high school. So, like, it's still a time-honored tradition. It's just, I don't think it's as prevalent anymore, but it's still a thing.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
And, I mean, and their bakery is really good. Perkins Bakery has some solid stuff.
The blueberry muffins with the sugar granulars on there. Pretty fucking tasty.
And, I mean, they've got good pies there too.
I still love their grilled cheese and soup.
Right.
Get a grilled cheese and soup at Perkins. I know. That's like five things you don't want.
There's like, I can't eat any part of a grilled cheese. And I don't like tomato soup, which is what people normally get with a grilled cheese. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like I could have the tomato soup, but it's not happening. So
The only time I ever eat tomato soup is with a grilled cheese sandwich. Otherwise, I just don't like tomato soup.
Oh, I love it.
I'll eat a tomato. I'll just sit in the garden and eat tomatoes, but tomato soup. Yeah, yeah.
You sprinkle just a touch of salt on it.
See, one of the meals that I look back on and go, "Oh, we didn't have money." Was the like the Sunday afternoon or evening soup and pops, where like my dad would make a bag or two of popcorn.
Popcorn, Mr. Moneybags over here,
and bought in bulk.
You can get bulk popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say
we got it from the Boy Scouts, actually. So we would get popcorn, but
you just punched the shit out of them until popcorn fell out.
Yep.
But the
had to squeeze really hard.
And you know. Usually tomato soup or something like that, and you would drop the popcorn in there, and then it would sizzle like it was burning or frying, and then you would eat the popcorn out of the tomato soup. That was a meal.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still eat that. Like, that's food.
The buttered rice, that's when we
buttered
knew
rice
we were,
or buttered noodles.
Rice with butter. That was that was the when we knew that we were really hurting.
we would have ramen and rice. What it is, you take a ramen packet, right? And you measure out the liquid for the amount of rice that you're going to put in. You put the ramen in there. You get the water to boiling. You put the ramen in there for just like a couple of minutes.
Soften up the noodle, yeah.
Yeah, soften it up a bit. Then you get minute rice. Not real rice. Minute rice.
Yeah.
And you put in the minute rice with the flavor packet stirred up, put in the minute rice, cover it up, and then 5 minutes later, you've got a meal for three.
Yeah. No, if it was real rice, by the time the rice actually cooked, you'd just have noodles would be just
rice.
Porridge. So, yeah.
Yeah. I accidentally made porridge out of ramen once.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Well. But, yeah, that was one of our poverty meals.
Yeah.
But you can stretch ramen, which is real cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty far. With rice or instant rice, which is also pretty fucking cheap.
Yeah.
So.
But it was like a new and weird experience for me.
That is truly an amazing revelation. that this is a new experience for you. I'm welcome.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope you'll do it again sometime.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
When you first told me about that, I was like, I bet Salsa does this all the fucking time.
Cause I used to. I haven't for a long time.
Well, you
now,
got kids now.
I did take the kids to Perkins for the first time, I think, last year.
Hmm.
And they had pancakes with sprinkles in them. And now the kids love those.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Should we maybe take a break?
I think that sounds like a pretty good idea.
All right, then.
Let's do that. All right, we're going to do that, and we'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Smushing Uncle Iroh right now.
Yep.
Are you motorboating Uncle Iroh right now?
Uncle Iroh is motorboating me, bish.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm being motorboated, but nope, I'm Jenna.
All right.
I'm wearing an Uncle Iroh t-shirt.
Salsa is being
a doof about it. He's actually paid me a genuine compliment, right? And then I was like, I can't have that. So I started being
an
asshole.
No, goodness, no. We can't.
No.
I'm sorry. We can't do genuine
I do like
in
this
house.
T-shirt, though. Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
No, it is a very nice t-shirt. We won't tell the listeners what it is.
Nope.
It is time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Yeah, I mean, today's Fast Five comes to us from... Spartacus.
God damn it.
I'm Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
This also says this is, in the form you fill out, it asks if this is a time-sensitive, question. So in case it needs to jump to the top of the queue.
Sure.
And this says, yes, it is time-sensitive, before you record the next episode.
Huh.
We couldn't do it before we recorded the next episode. We can only do
next
it...
next episode is next week.
During... Yeah, but we got it before this episode.
But
we couldn't do it before
this episode.
But it's not tomorrow, today.
See, it's two in the chandelier and one at the front door.
No, there's only one at the chandelier.
Opening thoughts.
God damn it.
We are Legion.
Oh, shit.
This has become a thing.
Do we think this was actually the Committee of Evil?
Or is it one person?
Or is it one of them pretending to be the Committee?
Oh, this one's Mav.
God, that would be so good.
Wouldn't it be good?
I'm going to say it's just Rababa. Nice.
It might be.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're fucking with my head now. Oh.
just like the never-ending fountain of surprises.
Up is down, left is right, dogs and cats
living together. I'm kind of mad about it, but my anger is lessened by the fact that Salsa's so mad about it. I'm like, well, okay, but that's delightful. So.
I mean,
it honestly, she makes a point. It really does. Like, the more I try to think about it and go, what is it? This is fucking clever as shit.
It really is.
Let this be a lesson. Shit. Sanitize your inputs.
Okay. All right. Question number one. Jenna.
Ooh.
Yes.
Or a bear.
Who would you rather meet in the woods?
Which one shits in the forest, would you not hear? Wait, no, that's...
No, I'm pretty sure which one would you rather run into in the woods. Salsa, sometimes you're not a part of internet culture. Do you know about the man or the bear in the woods thing going on?
No, what?
Cool. Okay. That's what I figured.
Yeah, all right.
Hot ticket item on the interwebs.
Okay.
Someone posed the hypothetical, if you're a woman... And you're walking through the woods, would you rather run into a man or a bear?
Oh, I have heard about this.
And women have overwhelmingly chose bear.
Because, yeah.
Yeah.
Because dudes are awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
some dudes have been like, no, I'd go with bear too.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, I mean, with a bear, you're going to be on high alert all the time. And you kind of know what you're going to get. With a dude, you just don't know. What you're gonna
be on high alert because you don't know.
Right.
With a bear, there is a set of parameters.
Yeah, there's a
bear's not gonna try to fuck you. It's not gonna drug you.
Also that
it's not gonna shoot you. Comparatively has very little it can do to you other than maul you.
The parameters of danger are pretty well defined.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas with a dude, you don't.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
And you have no idea what's going to set them
off.
They
could dox you.
It's easier to defend yourself against. Like, you just make loud noises walking through the woods.
This seems like a pretty obvious answer.
And the fact that humanity has wars means that we understand there are things worse than death.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a James quote. Okay. So I think the question is, which would you rather run into in the woods, Jenna or a bear?
Jenna.
I appreciate that.
Again, there is a set of parameters that I know.
I mean, you do know what to expect with a Jenna.
That's true. Yeah, your mauling is going to be scheduled within an inch of your life.
Yeah, the thing is that I'm not going to do it then and there. No. I am going to create an outline.
There will be plans. Yes. Yeah.
There will be a user story. Goals and vision statements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There will be a Gantt chart.
I mean, either way, you're going to be sprinting. Yeah. So.
Fuck. Wow. All right. Yeah.
Curtsy.
Okay.
Pretty proud of that one.
Wow, yeah. No, that was fucking outstanding. Yeah, I'll go Jenna. Just for that joke alone.
I mean, Jesus. I feel like I can't run into myself into the woods. I could find myself in the woods.
You can only run halfway into the woods.
No, I can run entirely into the woods. I just can't run into myself in the woods.
I got this joke.
I got the joke, but... That wasn't the premise or the question, so I was going past it.
Yeah. And then out of the woods.
I have, if you start walking in circles, then you're not walking out of the woods. You're just walking continuously within the woods. Mm. I can fuck with this too, asshole.
But you're,
if you just keep walking in circles.
You're not walking out of the woods.
But you're also not walking...
You're not walking deeper further into the woods.
Nobody said deeper into the woods. Yeah. They just said into the woods.
Yeah, just into the
woods. Into the woods.
And out of the woods, and but all before dark.
I have posted this on Facebook. I did actually have a run-on with a bear in the woods before.
Seems right.
Glacier National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And, that bear did not a damn thing to me. And I do plenty of things to myself on the regular basis. You have no idea how much I mentally berate myself.
You are your own arch nemesis.
There is a part of me that's like, bear. But no, I think I'd rather find myself in the woods.
Aww.
And I think that's what I was trying to say earlier, but you kept stepping all over it.
Yeah, well...
James wants to give the bears personal enlightenment.
I mean, sure. Anyway, we all went Jenna?
Yeah, we did.
Sure.
All right.
Question new.
Two.
What?
It sounds like question. You went to say question number two, and what you said was question new.
Yep.
I know, I said question two.
Okay.
It's not what either James or I heard.
Nobody's recording this, so nobody will ever know.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
For sure. All right.
Anyway.
James or Bear?
Bear.
James, you have a friend that goes by the name Bear, don't
it is,
you?
Yes. Bear with capital B.
Yeah. Bear is a better human than I am. Like, he's got his shit together.
Have I met Bear?
He's well-dressed.
I think you've met Bear.
Yeah, at Family Cabin. The escape room.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just...
I'm pretty sure I have. I just can't place it.
He's impeccably dressed. He's got good taste in... everything. Like, he's good at video games.
He is small and hairless.
Yeah.
Kind of the opposite of what you would assume somebody with a nickname Bear.
It's an ironic nickname.
It is, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, his tag on Discord is Big Bear, open parentheses, it's an ironic nickname, close parentheses.
Yep. I'm going to go James, purely because I know James, and I know what parameters he's working under. Huh. And I've only met Bear once or twice.
Oh. I'm going to go James, too.
Mystery Bear.
I know I can pick on you more.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I do process it as love.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you told my boyfriend.
Yep. That's true.
See, I'm not, and this is, maybe this speaks to how awful a human being I've become, but I wasn't sad that, wasn't in the exchange that had happened where my boyfriend basically assaults you and you process that as love, but the fact that you said the same thing to Salsa.
Yeah.
And I don't like to admit how similar my partner and Salsa are in certain areas. That's what that was about.
Less of an aw and more of a Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Question number three. Salsa or the bear?
The bear.
Yeah,
the TV show The Bear.
Oh BJ God! And the Bear? No, show The Bear is actually probably what it is.
Yeah, it's about a restaurant called The Bear.
Mm.
It's very kind of fast paced, high intensity. It's really well done.
Yeah.
Mm. It's fiction, but it's got a lot of realism as to like how a kitchen operates, kind of stuff.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Joe absolutely loves it. I can't watch more than an episode at a time because I'm like, this is so much happening so fast right now. Mm.
There's not a single person documenting any of this.
Oh, God. It doesn't give you 2 minutes to breathe.
Mm. Yeah. Shit.
But that is actually a part of what makes it as good as it is.
Mm.
Like, I want 2 minutes to breathe, but I don't think it's the show's job to give that to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
do you know what I mean?
I do.
Hmm.
I think it's very good for what it is and just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
That said, I really don't want to choose Salsa either, so I'm kind of stuck.
Well, I went with BJ and the Bear.
Okay.
Mm.
I got to go with that because, man, when I was a kid, that was so cool.
Huh.
Mm. So just, and yeah. Remember when trucking was just huge?
Nope.
Yeah. Or we had
it was like
huge.
It was BJ and the Bear and like Smokey and the Bandit and like you know, they had the song The Convoy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was all about truckers and trucking and like that was huge in
Is this one of those areas where, because you guys are just slightly younger than me, you may have had more exposure to it than me?
This was like late 70s, yeah, early 80s.
This was
thing.
70s. This was like Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, that is in his prime. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not remembering this primes. At all.
Mm.
Like, I think I vaguely recognize that there was something named that, but I don't recognize or remember it.
I think it might have just been we were country kids.
Might be.
Maybe, because there was also, like, the trucker bar in Pee-wee, and the trucker bar in The Wizard, and...
It was like truckers everywhere. There was a Patrick Swayze movie,
I think there's a difference between trucker bars or trucker places existing in shows and being about it.
Roadhouse. It,
like,
The Duel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maximum... not Maximum Violence. Not Maximum Verbosity.
No.
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
That's the one.
And then there was the horror movie with the trucker.
With the trucker or with the trucks?
There was one where there was a trucker and there was one with the trucks.
Well, the one with the trucks was Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. But there was one where the trucker was the killer.
Was the killer?
Was just like, yeah. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, no.
Lots of truckers.
Semis were huge in the 80s.
I can't make the joke work. And neither could the semi.
No. Look, if the semi is huge, till you see.
Yeah, see, okay.
The show works.
Anyway, I guess I'm going salsa.
I'm going the bear.
I'm
going
to go
weird about it.
The bear because I like the bear pizza from Pizza Luce.
Oh, well done. Well done. Mm. All right, question number four.
Oh.
Troy to Troy or bears?
Like da bears?
The country bears?
Small b or
just bears.
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 Who likes honey more?
Oh, nice.
I'm going to say bears.
I think bears.
Most of my experience comes from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
In fact, Troy to Troy might be a little tuckered out from all of the honey stuff. So,
Jungle Book.
Yeah, bears.
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 Question number five.
Five.
Drew
or
a bear? Capital B.
Capital A, capital B? Or just capital
Small
B?
Small A.
Some little A.
Capital B.
Capital B.
So like the football player bear?
Or the bear stage Shakespeare. William Shakespeare.
But it says a bear, not just the bear.
Just a bear. Yeah, you'd have to use the definite.
What about the type of gay man bear?
Oh. Who's more into leather?
Would that be a capital B?
I think it really depends on who is using it. I don't know.
I think some bears are more capital than others.
I actually liked that one. Well done, James.
Capital idea, James. I would rather get tackled by Drew than a football player from the Chicago Bears.
No, I think it's the leather thing.
Yeah.
I absolutely think it's the leather thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say Drew's probably sick and fucking tired of leather at this point in his life.
Maybe.
I'm going to go with Drew.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because a gay man bear has a lot of leather, but there's not much leather there.
You know
what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Number of items of clothing, numerous. Actual volume of leather, not very much. Whereas Drew wears full outfits. And has, like...
Mugs
and stuff.
Belts.
So many mugs.
Things. So wallets. I'm going with...
Pouches.
Just sheer square footage of leather.
Hair-fanged.
I'm going with Drew.
And Drew does have the square footage. What?
Oh, there's a bumper sticker for you. Drew's got the square footage.
That is definitely a new way of saying that. It's going to go into my vocabulary.
So sorry that happened.
That
Yeah.
Check out the top on that lady. She's got some square foot.
Board
feet.
I think that here's what I think the question the context is.
Okay.
Who works it better? Drew or a bear?
Drew is just so tired, though. He's just exhausted. Rightfully so. Like, he's earned
it. But he spends all day working his leather.
But, and a bear only has one piece of merchandise to sell, and Drew's got a lot.
That's true. I'm gonna switch to Drew.
Okay.
I'll just go Drew.
Going with context. Number one, Jenna or bear. When walking down a country road alone, are you more afraid of finding a bear shitting in a ditch or Jenna doing the same?
I'm sticking with Jenna. I'm definitely more afraid of me doing it.
I would be more afraid of finding a bear shitting in the toilet.
Right? It's got a little roll of Charmin next to it.
Occupied.
God damn it.
Close the goddamn door. God damn it. Were you born in the woods?
Sticking with Jenna.
I would be more afraid of y'all finding me.
I would
be having an existential crisis if I was walking down a country path and came across myself shitting in a ditch.
I would definitely be afraid.
If you see Buddha shitting into a ditch, kill him.
I would expect to see a bear doing that. If I saw Jenna doing that, that is something I could never not
unsee.
I have seen that, and I was untroubled, I think I would be deeply troubled if it was Jenna. Mostly like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I saw nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Just Jenna with a tail.
Meanwhile, I'd just be like, could you get me some goddamn toilet paper? This is not happy for anyone, but while you're here, fucking be productive.
Yeah.
All right?
Hang on, I'm bleaching my eyes.
I don't have any... Hey, squirrel, does shit stick to your fur?
No, why do you ask?
God damn it.
Question number two.
Poor Jenna.
James or Bear, which host of the Awful Copter, probably should say former host, but is the better camping buddy?
Bear takes up less space.
James, I adore you.
Yeah.
You're one of my best friends on the planet. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling if you and I went camping together... Mm-hmm. Only one of us would walk out of those woods.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I do not think I could camp with you.
Yep.
I would be like, okay, we got to do this, we got to do this. And you'd be like, okay, so I'm going to spend 75 minutes trying to figure out how to make this ramp. And I think...
weirdly efficient at camping.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right.
Often.
You and I have different ideas on time and how efficiency works, though.
Right.
Like, we have different concepts on those things. I'm not going to say you're wrong.
I will leave.
I am going to say we have different concepts.
We do. Stefan Senpai has been camping with me and will probably tell me that I am wrong. He's probably yelling
at you. You know, Stefan, if you could weigh in on the Discords, on the Facebook, on the whatever, and let us know how efficient a camper is James. Sure. But I am going to say I find it less likely that I would kill Bear.
Mm-hmm. He's wily. I'm not.
Well, and I don't know him well enough to get that angry.
I know that if I was camping with Bear... Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go canoeing, he would say, hey, do you want to go canoeing?
I mean,
and James would say, that water sure looks nice, doesn't it? And 45 minutes later, we would still not be talking about canoeing. So I'm going to go with Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Salsa.
What?
When? Oh, God. It felt so good to write. Yeah. Yeah.
No. Good. Question number three. Sorry, the tape got eaten a little bit. Oh. Salsa or the bear?
I got hungry.
Whose backstory is more compelling and or traumatic?
Oh.
Salsa or star of the Hulu comedy, The Bear?
Okay, so it is the show.
Star, yep. Star of The Bear.
Salsa's backstory isn't that fucking tragic.
Truly.
He
has loving parents.
Yep.
Yeah. So, The Bear.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, if they made a TV show out of it, it's probably a lot more compelling than my backstory, so.
Fair.
Huh?
Way to introduce the logic into this.
Hmm. Question number four. Troy to Troy or bears? Who are bees a bigger fan of?
Oh, Troy to Troy.
Oh, Troy to Troy.
Troy to Troy. Troy, yeah, Troy, Troy,
he keeps
Troy.
Them.
Troy, yeah. Troy.
He doesn't.
Troy,
yes, he doesn't keep Troy. Them. They allow themselves to be kept.
Yes.
They just stick around because he's such a good guy.
Question number five. Drew or a bear?
Okay.
Who would you trust more to watch your drink at a bar? Drew or a large, hairy gay man?
Oh, so we did call it on the, so, the gay man bear.
I think that Drew might drink my drink.
I would still trust him to watch it, though.
Yeah.
Because Drew would absolutely look out for you.
See, the question is, do I know this bear, though? Because, like...
Yeah.
I don't... Some bears are great.
Yep,
sure.
Some aren't. They're all different types
we,
of
we have an option of both of them
being.
At Levine's.
That's true.
But, yeah, I mean, I would trust Drew to watch my drink because that's the kind of relationship Drew
sure,
and I
sure.
have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would trust Drew to watch James's drink. Without drinking a bunch of it.
Then he would get me another one.
Yeah, like, but no, I mean, that's right. That's standard watch your drink tax.
Right, like, there is, yeah, there's...
I don't know that Drew would drink a tariff. Project, though.
No, he's not going to charge you.
No.
He's afraid of you. As most sane people are.
Yeah, yes, it's not... Yeah.
I thought Drew just liked me as a person.
He does.
I'm sure
and
he does.
And that person is scary.
Yes. As a scary person, yes.
Grr.
Right.
No, James and I both, we know what we're talking about
okay.
here. Yeah, okay, so closing thoughts. It says, yours, the committee.
Oh, God damn it. Was it actually the committee? I think they're lying to us.
This is, again, the more I think about it, this could be a fucking quadruple bluff for all I know. I'm just fucking up. If you would like to send in a fast five and keep
fast
doing
five.
It,
because
this is
fucking
Christ, this is great.
Good.
This is so...
But also,
this,
what the
angry,
fuck?
This is the,
but again, so delighted by Salsa's anger.
This is the most compelling the Fast Fives have been for a while.
I legitimately
love it.
Something new at every turn.
Yeah.
So good. I'm so
enigmas
mad.
Enigmas inside of conundrums.
Okay.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to A1podcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's
use
that
form.
Easy. Does anybody have a shout out? I do. My son is fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He just got an award for his art. That's pretty fucking cool.
Yay! I'm going to shout out my landlord because he's awesome. He pays attention to my needs and he lets me do things to the yard and checks in with me and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes I see him out walking his dog because he lives kitty corner from me and like we can just chat. And my landlord's pretty cool. And I know I've given him shout-outs before, but I'm going to do it again.
More shouting.
I'm pretty lucky.
Lots of shouting.
Yeah.
James?
I would like to give a shout-out to everybody who helped us with the party. Like, and also to the people who showed up and like had a good time and were a great company.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking awesome. But especially people who put in, like, so many people put in so much effort in order to pull everything together, and it was amazing. And I'm really, truly, very deeply grateful.
Awesome. All right. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Not yet.
Not at the moment.
In 2 weeks, so the 18th and 19th of May, Casimir the Hungry will be in Janesville, Wisconsin for the Janesville Renaissance Festival. Probably not a lot of our listeners who are going to make that trip out there, but tell your friends that happen to live in that area to go to the Janesville Renaissance Festival and go see Casimir the Hungry, Sword Swallowing Danger Show.
That does actually sound more announcery with the day after the weekend voice. Yeah. Like, I was like, is that also saying that? That's deeper and... Not sexier. Not sexy.
You said it was one of the two, and it was the obvious one.
More professional.
Are there any final thoughts?
Bye bye. Love you. Bye bye bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. Thank you to the committee, whoever you are, for sending in that Fast Five. That was great. You're fucking with my head, dudes, or dudettes, or people, or. I don't even know at this point. Aliens. Fuck, I don't know. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha. Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.